You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Welcome everyone to episode 9, and in this episode I'm going to be shining the light of neurodiversity that simply has to be explored. Ancient inventions. As we know, neurodivergent people are fantastic at focusing on anything other than the thing being supposed to be doing, the normal thing, the everything, you know, the thing. And this is because, well, usually because we don't get much, if any, dopamine out of the thing, out of doing the thing. Unless it's the first time we've encountered it, or there's I don't know, some highly rewarding thing that's been added to the thing. And so what we do tend to do in this drift off into daydreams or thinking about something else entirely or doing something else. And as this podcast is trying to highlight, this sort of neurodivergent trait is nothing new. Most, if not all, neurodivergent people listening to this will attest, being highly distractible can be embarrassing, unhelpful, and leave us racked with guilt and shame. However, this is a positive podcast, and I want to show how the distractible nature of ADHD can lead to very, very good things. So once upon a time, there was no sliced bread. Until someone thought of it, there was once no umbrellas or internet or anything else until someone invented the obvious. So today we're going to go back in time to meet a fictional neurodivergent mine worker whose neurological differences helped create one of the most useful inventions we take for granted today. So here is The Cog That Turned, a story from 3900 BCE. Somewhere in the Carpathian Mountains. Tovey was tired of moving logs. Tovey was tired in general, tired of doing the same thing over and over, tired of some of the workers and their ability to simply do what was expected of them, tired of how easily everyone seemed to go through life without wanting to tear the sky in half and jump through to whatever waited on the other side. It was probably logs and stone that needed to be moved by logs that needed moving so that the other moving could be moved. Every day in the mine, it was the same. Dig, haul, and worst of all, roll heavy stones on wooden logs to transport them down the valley. The logs had to be lifted, dragged, and repositioned constantly. By the time the stones reached their destination, Tovey's arms ached, his back burned, and he was sick of the whole process. "Stop complaining and move the logs," his uncle barked, as if heaving a massive stone onto the rollers. Tovey knew his uncle hated it too. He had just convinced himself that he was like everyone else and saw the merit in slogging it out until death. Tovey bit his tongue and obeyed. He knew better than to argue. But the frustration festered in his mind, bubbling beneath his thoughts. There had to be a better way. That night, as he lay in his family's hut, wide awake and racing through the universe behind his eyes, the idea struck him. The logs worked because they rolled. That was the whole point. It worked, so no one questioned it. But why did they have to keep lifting them, dragging them forward and setting them down again? What if the logs were attached to the load? What if they never had to be moved at all? Tovey sat up, heart pounding. If the logs were smaller, just on the ends, just the part that actually rolled and fixed to the sled, he leapt to his feet, mind racing. The next day, while the others were busy in the mine, Tovey found a broken sled and dragged it behind a hut. He gathered his tools, stone axes, flint knives, and set to work. He had a thick branch, cutting it into sections, smooth discs as round as he could make them. He used rawhide to lash them to either side of the wooden axle, securing it beneath the sled. Then he pushed. The sled didn't drag. It rolled, and he didn't have to move a single log. Tovey let out a triumphant whoop. His uncle didn't believe him at first, neither did the other miners, but when Tovey demonstrated, their scepticism turned to astonishment. With this new contraption, a single worker could move a load that would normally take three workers. The next day, the miners were already copying his design, and Tovey, for the first time in his life, he wasn't just the boy who forgot things or got lost in his thoughts. He was the boy who made his life easier for everyone. So in that story, Tovey, the neurodivergent copper miner, is accredited with inventing the wheel, which I, based on archaeological evidence and the idea that someone had to invent the bloody thing somehow, and for some good reason. There are appropriately loads of examples of wheels, including wagons and pottery wheels from the Copper Age, so between sort of 5,000 and 3,000 BCE across Europe, Asia and North Africa, I think. But I think Tovey or whoever it was predates these examples by a good few hundred years, if not more. So for the archaeological record, that's why I went for the origins of the wheel in a scenario based on logs, that and they were lugging loads of rocks around. I don't actually know if they used log rollers in the copper mines, but it's the best inspiration I could come up with. And I did think that there's all those theories of moving the megaliths in the Neolithic using log rollers. So, yeah. Kind of went with that. But yeah, who knows how the wheel was first imagined, or if it was based on knowledge or pure imagination. But it's likely that whoever came up with the idea was probably sick of moving stones and copper around in Tovey's case. And of course, there are other theories aside from the Carpathian copper miners, but yes, yeah, so, well, there's, I don't know, the wheel. I mean, it may already have existed for some time before the Copper Age, and the evidence is now lost, or lost forever. And there are certainly theories that the wheel originated in Mesopotamia or Turkey, but I think it's fair to say that multiple inventions are also a possibility rather than a singular invention that spread. But ideas do spread very quickly. Certainly, the designs differ. For example, the wheels in Tovey's story were sort of disc-like. That's what the archaeological evidence is. But the oldest wooden wheel, as we'd recognise, is they'd got an axle and so on. That dates from slightly later, around circa 2200 BCE. And that was found in Slovenia, which is not a million miles away. So maybe that's just the evolution of the design that we can see, or maybe separate things altogether. Who knows yet? But hopefully we'll dig up some conclusive evidence, or we're just going to have to go round and round in a circular argument until the wheels fall off, or we reach a final destination. Sorry. Not sorry. Anyway. Let's imagine Tovey's story is the most accurate theory we have. And more importantly, let's have a look at a few typical neurodivergent traits on display in the story. So I think some key traits that he displays, frustration with inefficiency. I know many neurodivergent people feel a deep need to optimize tasks. So in this case, Tovey's frustration leads him to seek a better solution. And I think we neurodivergents, we're very good at that sort of thing. You know, we don't want to do the same thing over and over, especially if we get bored of it quicker. You know, not producing dopamine is a catalyst for change. You know, we would rather do anything than do the same thing over and over. And if we can think of something better or try and change things, that in itself is inspiration for progress and invention. But yeah, that's just one thing. I mean, the other thing is pattern recognition. Tovey, in this case, connects the rolling motions of logs to the idea of a permanent wheel. To us, in hindsight, it's a logical progression. It's just a simple evolution from rolling logs to a fixed axle that rolls, but somebody had to come up with it, and somebody needed a reason why. So maybe this story that Tovey's shown is a close representation of something that may actually have happened. Yeah, the other thing is innovation, problem solving. So instead of just working harder, he works smarter, which is, you know, music to capitalist ears. 3,900 BC, was it? Yeah, I think innovation and problem solving, I've sort of already spoken about that now, but I think it can go either way. It's not necessarily a good thing when it goes wrong or distracts things or makes things worse, but maybe the invention of the wheel is an example of a neurodivergent strength. Who knows? The other thing is in this story was hyperfocus. You know, it's how many neurodivergents listen to this have been stuck in bed at night, frustrated and down and exhausted and shut. And then all of a sudden you get this notion. It doesn't quite pop up as a full idea, but you just know there's something better. And it's partly with the pattern recognition coming into this, but you know there's something there and you can't figure it out. And you stick there. You don't let it go. You don't look at the problem and think, oh, well, that's that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to solve this. Your brain won't let it go. You hyper-focus on it. You stay with it and eventually you get somewhere. So, yeah, hyper-focus isn't always healthy thing, and then it can be a sign of a dysregulated nervous system as well. But I think even in Tovey's case, he's displaying that. It's incredibly common in neurodivergents. So even all the way back then, when we talk about in the past, was neurodiversity such a pain in the backside as it has been for many of us in the last sort of 100 years or two? It may be, I think in certain situations, yeah, I think that wiring is there. The lack of dopamine, the distractibility, all those symptoms are there. And in something, you know, not all tasks were, I mean, most of them were outside, let's be honest, but they might not, you know, if it's repetition, doing it all the time, there's a good chance that neurodivergent people suffered with mental health issues and dysregulated nervous systems. You know, I think that's one of the points of the podcast, really, is to, we are looking for the positives, but equally we have to recognize that there is always a possibility that it was just as tough in different environments as well. But yeah, I think Tovey's story shows how neurodivergent thinking has always been there and has been a driving force in human progress. I think more so than neurotypicals, neurodivergents are wired to make mistakes, to think differently and seek alternatives and make change. So I think we can see it as a positive. But yeah, and this is probably going to be quite a short episode today. So yeah, I think that's kind of it, really. I think although we can never go back and diagnose the true inventor of the wheel, I do think that inventions of simple genius is a good place to look for neurodiversity in the archaeological record. I don't know how you feel about that. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So please do get in touch on Instagram, which is still the only social media account I've got. I will get around to sorting that side of things out. Promise. Yeah, thank you very much for listening. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Our executive producer is Ashley Airy. Our social media coordinator is Matilda Siebrecht. And our chief editor is Rachel Roden. The Archaeology Podcast Network was co-founded by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle in 2014 and is part of Cultural Media and DigTech LLC.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.